Archers for the week 19 to 24 November 2000.
Eddie is up to more mucky business.
Keep it coming.
Ready?
Yeah, there's still a bit left. Get it up a bit. Okay, okay.
Eddie, what's going on? What was that truck?
It's okay, Dad, just a load of muck.
Why is he tipping it by our front gate?
Right, that's a lot. On the verge, you can still use a gate.
You don't want your muck here. You've got plenty of room up at Willow Farm.
The garden, ain't it?
Garden?
Just a couple of tons. That'll rot them nicely by the spring.
Oh.
Thought you'd be grateful. You know, all that work clearing the garden.
Oh, yeah, a bit of luck will come in handy.
Yeah, OK, cheers, mate. See ya.
Who is that?
Yeah, just a mate. Owe me a favour, like.
Where did all this come from?
Where did you think?
Not from the stables.
Nah, it's going to take some shifting. Still waiting to borrow Tony's tipper trailer.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good morning's work, any road. 2 tons, best quality farmyard
manure. Hello, Bill. Come on, where are you off to, eh? I haven't finished with you yet.
Blooming kittens.
Come on, just a little basket, see? There. Oh, nice and...
Baskets? What are you putting them in there for?
Why not? Just getting them used to it.
What's wrong with the box in the hall?
Nothing. Just thought I'd try a change, like.
Oh, I don't know. First you go giving them names.
No? You got a name, ain't you?
I said, you go giving them names, we'll never get rid of them. They'll be moving into the parlour next. here we go.
Oh, they've been at it half the morning. Getting on my nerves.
Well, kids, you know, they've got to practice somewhere.
Well, why here?
I mean, he's still got a way to go yet, but... Edward's got the makings of a real musician. I ought to know. It's him who holds that band together.
What about that girl, that Fallon? Moaning and groaning.
Yeah, she's got a decent range and needs to work a bit on her expression.
The words of them songs, when you can hear them. All doom and gloom and misery. What have they got to be so miserable about?
Happiness just ain't cool.
I wish they'd learn a few cheerful songs. What's that one that used to be on the wireless? Congratulations.
Oh, get off.
I like that one. Always used to cheer me up a bit.
Used to make me feel depressed.
Yeah, oh, and the one about the doggy.
Hey.
How much is the doggy in the window? You just stay in there now, eh? The one with the wiggly tail.
Nigel was on the phone yesterday afternoon and again this morning. He wants me to go over and talk to her.
You think it would do any good?
I don't know. She seemed quite determined to postpone the operation.
Oh, she's so silly.
And there's no reason at all. Nigel could manage without her.
I suppose it was bad timing. I mean, Beverly going off sick.
But Beverly only has the flu. She won't be off for long. And Nigel still has Liam to help him out.
Yes, I know.
I know she'll say I'm interfering, but I think I'll have to go.
Jill, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Auntie Peggy.
Hello, Shula. Nice to see the sun, isn't it?
Mm.
I just walked through the country park.
Haven't you been to All Saints this morning?
No, with that fog we had earlier, I thought I'd give it a miss.
Very sensible of you.
How's Janet? I see she's driving again.
Oh, yes, she's fine now. It only lasted a week, really. Nasty sprain, though.
Yes.
And it hasn't stopped her doing a job.
No. Of course, you'll soon be using this new common worship.
Yes.
We've been trying it out at All Saints to see what people think. Though it's not authorised for a couple of weeks yet, of course.
What do you think of it?
Well, from what I've seen, I certainly prefer it to the alternative service.
I think I do too.
Daniel, keep away from the road. Good boy.
Well, I hear it's his big day tomorrow, the adoption.
Oh, yes, that's right. The last step, the court hearing. Then it'll all be over. Hopefully, anyway.
Yes. You said all the work's been done now. The hearing's just a formality.
It's all taken so long, Mum. I find it hard to believe.
Well, nice to see you both.
Oh, Auntie Peggy, I'm going to see Caroline this afternoon.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm hoping she'll have some gossip about our new neighbour.
Oh, you mean the man who's bought Grange Farm?
She's met him once or twice out hunting.
He's the new joint master.
Yes, I've heard. And if you find out any more, Shula, do let me know.
Well, I thought I'd come and see you on my way back.
Oh.
Afternoon.
Eddie, hi. You come for a stroll on our treetop walk? No good anyway, it's off-season. Well, with those wellies, we wouldn't let you on.
No, they are a bit mucky.
Still, it's nice to see you anyway.
Yeah, that's what I've come to talk about. Muck, I mean.
Oh?
Yes, I've...
Lizzie, I said I do. Oh, hello.
All right, Nigel?
Not too bad, thanks. And you?
Oh, can't complain.
He wants to talk about muck.
Oh?
Yeah, I just wondered if
Lizzie,
you...
I did say I do the sheep.
Oh, OK, you can pass me some hay.
All right.
Thought you had a bloke to do that.
Reg, he has Sundays off at the moment.
Oh. Any road, I wondered if you wanted some top-quality, well-rotted stable manure for your gun.
So you just happen to know where you can lay your hands on some.
That's right, yeah.
Well...
Actually, we're quite well off in the manure department. And Titcomb's got his own private supply.
Oh. So what about all them roses?
All bursting with fertility.
So you don't need any at all, then? Not just the odd trailer load?
Sorry.
Oh, well, if you run short, you'll know where to come.
Right.
Hey, Eddie, how's the cottage? You all settled in now?
Oh, yes, great. We're all nice and cosy. Couldn't be better.
Good. Give Clary our love, won't you?
Yeah, I will. Cheerio, then.
Bye, Eddie.
Can't we buy some of his manure, Nigel?
No, you've seen the heap in the yard. We really don't need it.
Well, I suppose...
Look, never mind that. I've just had your mum on the phone.
Oh, well, you should have come and told me.
You'll see her later anyway. She's coming over for tea.
Nigel...
We haven't got much else on this afternoon, so...
And we both know why she's coming over, don't we?
Lizzie, she's worried about you. She agrees with me. And we both think you're making a big mistake.
Well, I know how you feel, Nigel. You've made it perfectly clear.
But it's not just me. I mean, Jill feels exactly the same. There's no need for you to put off the operation.
Well, it's too late. I already have.
But you could still change your mind.
No, I don't want to.
But you could at least discuss it with me and Jill.
All right, fine. I'll discuss it with whoever you like. But I'm not changing my mind.
It was quite disappointing, really. Caroline didn't know much about him either.
So he comes from the north of the county?
He's sold up his farm there and he's renting a house in Pennyhasset.
And when will he move into Grange Farm?
Mm. I'm not sure. There must be a lot of work to do on the house.
Yes, I can imagine.
David was quite impressed with him anyway. Said he was very polite and charming.
Mm, so I heard.
And it was good of him to go over about the hounds.
Yes.
Still, hunting seems to be the main object of his life. His main reason for moving down here anyway. Auntie Peggy?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, dear. There are still a few of Sammy's hairs on the sofa. I thought I'd managed to get them all off.
Oh.
Silly of me, I know. Little things like that. I do still miss him.
Of course you do.
Still, I'll get used to it in time, I'm sure. More cake, dear?
Oh, no. No, thanks. That was lovely.
Now, tell me more about Daniel's adoption tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Well, it is just a formality, really. We all go to the court with our social worker and ask the magistrates if Daniel can be adopted, and they'll say yes, he can, and that's it.
Don't you have to say anything? Give evidence?
No, that's all been done. They'll have read all the reports. It should only take a few minutes.
Well, be nice to have it over.
Yes. Mum and Dad are coming too. We're taking Daniel out for a meal afterwards.
Sounds fun.
Why don't you and Jack come along too?
Oh, no, you don't want us.
Oh, don't be silly, we'd love to have you.
No, it'll be Daniel's day. Perhaps we'll call in later and say... Oh.
Afternoon.
Joe, hello.
I hope you don't mind. I saw Mr. Woolley out in the garden. He said to come on through.
Yes, of course, come in.
Hello, Joe.
Have a cup of tea.
Oh, maybe I will. But first of all, I...
Joe?
Goodness, whatever have you got?
Well, here, I just brought them up to show you, like.
Oh, kittens?
Well, a couple of strays, found them in the wood, raised them myself.
Oh, look.
And this one here's Bill, and he's Ben.
Oh, aren't they gorgeous?
Oh, yes, but...
Well, they're growing up, and now we got the dog back in the house, there'll be a problem, so they're looking for a good home, like.
Oh.
I knows about your sad loss, and I was very sorry to hear it.
Thank you, Joe.
I knows you'll never be able to replace your Sammy, but if you could see your way to caring for these two, well, you'd be doing me a favour.
Yes, I see.
Oh, can I pick one up?
Oh, help yourself.
Oh. Oh, come on, you. Oh.
I did say I'd never have another cat.
Oh, but Auntie Peggy, look at his little paws, just like Tom Kitten.
They are sweet, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Here, you take him.
Oh, all right. Oh, Bill, you are a little bundle of mischief, aren't you?
Both out straight. Yeah, well, take your time, think it over. I can fetch him back another day.
Well, shall I keep you, or shall I send you away? No, I couldn't. It wouldn't be fair.
So you'll have him?
You're so lovely. I don't think I've got much choice, have I?
Mum, I'm not cancelling the operation, just postponing
it. But why? If Nigel says he can cope without you...
Of course. Liam and I between us.
And you know the twins are organised.
But it's just so much easier if I'm here. And it's better for the business.
In the short term, perhaps. But what if it makes you ill again?
Mum, it won't.
You can't possibly say that, Lizzie.
I keep telling you. I've talked to my consultant. She says I'm fine. So I can put it off for a few months, can't I? What's there to fuss about?
Lily, no. Let Freddie have a go. There's a good girl.
Darling, no one's saying you can't postpone the operation. We're just saying you don't have to.
And I don't have to have it this week either.
But it's been planned for ages. It's silly to postpone it now.
Oh, Mum, we're just going round in circles. There's really nothing to argue about.
Oh, no. I mean, why shouldn't you put off a major heart operation because you don't trust me to run the business?
Oh, Nigel, it's not that and you know it.
So what is it then?
It's... Well, quite apart from Beverly, I'm enjoying my work. It's great. I'm loving it. I feel really well. Better now than I have done for ages. And if I have the operation now, I'll lose all that. Could be weeks till I'm fit again.
But if you don't, you could make yourself ill for months.
Right. There's got to be a risk.
Nigel, Mum, I have checked this out. It won't affect my health. I mean, well, if you don't believe me, then talk to my consultant.
Well, if you're really so sure.
It's all right, I'll go.
No, it's probably for me. I'll get it.
Oh, dear.
See what I mean?
Well, if she's really so determined...
So am I, Jill. I'm not finished with her yet.
It's a big day for Daniel and Alistair.
Where I'm pointing. In the bottom of the ash tree.
A robin.
A nuthatch. He's been chasing the blue tits off the bird table. In fact, if we keep very still... Yep, straight for the peanuts.
Is that why he's a nuthatch?
Yeah, they like all sorts of nuts. And other things too.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, it's gone.
Hello, Daniel. Oh, did I...
We were watching the bird table.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Hey, look at the time. You better go in and finish your breakfast.
All right.
Still on his breakfast.
Oh, at least he's out of bed anyway.
Is he excited?
Well, pleased to be getting a day off school anyway.
I see.
You coming in for a coffee?
No, thanks. I just walked down to see the ewes. I just have to get back and change.
Okay.
I just wanted to check exactly when and where you'd like us to meet.
Well, Shula wants to be in good time. I think she said 2:45 outside the course.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Dad, hello.
Morning.
Oh, you've changed.
I've been changed for ages. I'm almost ready to go. You know, Daniel's still eating his breakfast.
It's okay, there's plenty of time.
Oh, look at you. You haven't even shaved.
Well, right, I'd better get home quickly.
Yes, don't you be late either.
All right. Alistair, before I forget, I know you won't have a chance to get to the surgery, but...
You're wondering about those IBR tests.
Well, I don't want to bother you, but you did say they might come through today.
Yes.
It could wait until tomorrow, of course.
No, I'll have to ring in sometime this morning anyway.
Oh, will you?
Just a quick call. It won't take a minute.
OK, 59 seconds.
Thanks. Right, I'll see you later.
OK, bye.
Bye. Oh, let's go in. I'm freezing.
Darling, has Daniel said... I mean, has he taught you much about today?
yes, you know how excited he is. He's really looking forward to it.
To the hearing or to the burger and chips afterwards?
Both. My, what's he said to you?
Well, not a huge amount. I mean, he knows what it's all about, of course.
So?
It's all gone on for so long now. I've had so many meetings and interviews. Well, he may not think it's that special.
Oh, darling, of course he knows how special it is.
I just want to get it right, that's all. I mean, I don't want to make a big thing of it and embarrass him, you know.
Come on, stop worrying.
Well, it's important. He'll probably remember today for the rest of his life.
Just relax and enjoy it. That's what I'm going to do. Okay?
Right.
And we mustn't be late. Come on.
She's left me with no choice, Jill. I'll have to do it.
She did say you could ask her consultant.
Yes, we both heard her.
So you're really just taking her at her word?
I'm glad you agree. I just can't quite believe it. I mean, all this stuff about how happy the medics are for her to postpone the operation.
Yes, I've been wondering about that too. It does seem a bit strange.
I bet there's a bit of arm twisting going on from Lizzie, at the very least. We both know how persuasive she can be if she wants.
Don't we just?
I'm sure she wouldn't fib to us about it.
But she might have been economical with the truth.
Oh, yes. Anyway, as soon as I get a chance this morning, I'll try and get on to the hospital.
All right. Hope it works. I do think Elizabeth's being silly.
I doubt she's going to be too happy about it.
Are you going to tell her first?
No, I better not, I guess. There'll only be a row.
Have you seen my... Oh, sorry.
All right, well, good luck.
Thanks.
Let me know what happens. I must go now, or we'll be late for Daniel.
Right. Well, thanks, Jill. Bye.
Bye. What have you lost now?
It's all right. I found it. My tie.
Good. We don't want to be late.
Well, I'm just about ready.
So am I nearly. I wasn't expecting Nigel to ring.
Anything important?
Well, I'll tell you later. Where's my bag? Did you check with Shula?
Yes, 2:15, outside the magistrate's court.
That's right.
Should be in plenty of time if we go now.
Oh, and did you see David out there?
No, Bert said they'd already left for the hospital.
Right. Well, Alan phoned earlier. He's confirmed your meeting for Wednesday morning.
Oh, good. We should know the test results by then.
Yes.
And it'll be better for David to have Ruth's treatment over with.
Yes, our last session. I hope it's easier for her this time. None of that awful sickness.
Well, she's been so much better recently.
Almost back to her old self.
And David's been looking more cheerful too, in spite of this business with the herd.
Lizzie?
Oh, hi. You're just in time.
Oh, for what?
Help me get this screen up.
Ah,
it's got stuck somehow. I think it needs two of us.
Okay, hold on.
If we each take one end...
Hey, Lizzie, wait. Look, what's the screen for?
Oh, the sales lot from Felpersham. They're due in half an hour.
Felpersham? But I've got their list here. There's nothing about a screen.
A change of plan. I've had a call from their sales manager. They've got a guest speaker who wants to do a laptop presentation with a video projector.
Oh, great. Now they tell us.
Yeah, I know, but...
If we'd known, we'd have booked them the multimedia room instead of giving it to that other lot.
Yes, all right. It's too late now. Come on, help me.
Right.
It just needs a firm pull.
Okay.
One each end.
Yeah, right. Ouch!
Yeah. Great. Thanks, that's terrific.
Lily took my finger off.
Okay, we've got our screen. Well, it's lucky I was around to take their call, wasn't it?
Well...
Come on, it's true. You were in the shop with Liam.
Oh, I expect they would have got me on my mobile.
I bet they wouldn't. They'd have left a message and by the time you'd come in and got it...
Okay. You wouldn't be trying to make a point here, would you?
Well, you were so sure you and Liam could cope on your own, weren't you?
Yes. And so we could.
Well, hasn't this proved just the opposite?
Lizzie, it's proved nothing at all.
Go on, admit it. You need me here.
Lizzie...
I'm indispensable. You can't do without me.
Look, Lizzie, we might have had a few problems, but it wouldn't have mattered. What does matter is your health.
Nigel, don't let's argue about that again. You know why.
Yes, but there are a couple of things I didn't know. Weren't there?
What?
Look, you really left me with no alternative. I haven't been in the shop all morning. I've been on the phone to the hospital, to your consultant.
Nigel?
I had quite a long chat with her, and she told me a slightly different story.
Yeah, well, Nigel, you shouldn't have. You'd no
you
right...
You said to ask her if I wanted, so...
Yeah, but I mean, I never thought you...
Well, it's just as well I did. All this stuff about it being a routine postponement, it was all rubbish, wasn't it?
No, not at all.
For Lizzie, she told me. She only agreed to put it off because you made such a fuss.
No, that's not true.
You told her it was a real emergency. You couldn't possibly leave the business.
I just explained the situation.
No, you didn't. No, you exaggerated. And then you bullied her until she agreed.
Nigel, that's absurd. She's a hospital consultant.
All right, you badgered her. The point is, it would have been better for your health to have had the operation now. Well, wouldn't it?
Nigel...
Yeah, go on, I'm right, aren't I?
I know you're only saying this because you care, and it's sweet of you.
But if you weren't taking any notice...
All right, so... I may have played up the crisis here just a bit.
There, I knew it.
It'll be all right. I'll be very careful. I won't overdo it. And I'll have the operation next year when everything's quietened down again.
Yeah, but you will be careful, Lizzie, won't you? I mean, look at you, throwing yourself back into work with all this energy.
Of course. I don't want to be ill. Honestly, Nigel, I will look after myself.
Well, all right.
Thanks, darling.
But... you've got to promise. You've got to swear not to ever do it.
I solemnly swear.
And you'll ask for another date.
They're giving me another date, Nigel. Don't worry.
That big table with the three chairs. It's called the bench. That's where the magistrates will sit.
Is that where you sat, Grandad?
Yes, when I was a magistrate.
Why are there three?
If there's a difficult problem, they can all help each other.
Ah, here's the clerk again.
But there won't be any problems today, so don't worry.
Mm. Hello, are you all comfortable?
Yes.
Fine, thanks.
Are you ready, Daniel?
Yes.
Good. This is a very special day for you, isn't it?
Yes, I'm going to be adopted.
That's right. Mr. Archer knows the routine, of course.
Well, I ought to by now.
The magistrates will be through in a moment. If you could all stand up when they come in.
Right.
I'll say a few words to start things off, then they may want to ask you a few questions.
OK.
But there'll be nothing to worry about. It won't take very long. I'll see you all again when it's over.
Right, thanks.
Oh, Daniel, your shirt's come untucked again.
Do you want a hand?
It's all right, I can do it.
Here, let Mummy help. That's it. Good boy.
Oh, here we go. Stand up.
Madam. As you know, this is an adoption application by Shula Hebden Lloyd and Alistair Lloyd of Glebe Cottage, Ambridge, Borsetshire. They're applying to you to adopt Daniel Hebden.
There, Daniel. Have you got a kiss for your old grandma?
And your granddad, too.
Didn't he do well? He spoke up so nicely.
I told them I was going to have a chocolate milkshake.
That's right, and so you are.
Two if you can get it, eh?
Well, Daniel, congratulations.
Thank you.
I've got something for you here. It's a special certificate we give to children who've been adopted.
Oh, look at that, Daniel.
Can you see what it says?
It's for me. It said I'm adopted.
Isn't that nice? Can I show your granddad? Have you seen this, Phil?
Oh, yes. It's very impressive.
So, how did it feel to be adopted, eh? Pretty much the same, I guess.
No, it's nice. I like being adopted.
Right, straws ready. One, two...
Oh, really? You can't take them anywhere.
Oh, that was one wicked milkshake.
You have one, Mummy.
Oh, no, thanks.
Sure we can't tempt you?
No, really, I think I'll stick to coffee.
If either of you are sick, you know who's to blame.
Oh, we can take our milk, can't we, Daniel?
Yeah.
Here we are. I'm afraid they don't have proper cups, just these plastic things.
That's fine, thanks.
Sure.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
No, I'm hungry. Let's have a look at this.
Oh, Alistair.
Oh, sorry. Might be the surgery.
Work.
I won't be long. Look after my drink for me, Daniel.
All right.
Oh, well, too good to last. How are you getting on with the menu?
Hard to know where to start. Fries with everything.
Lucky Peggy didn't come. It's not really her thing.
Oh, she can't possibly leave her new kittens anyway.
Is she really going to keep them?
Yes, she's thrilled. Dying for me to go out and see them.
Oh, they were gorgeous. She'll have to have all that cat food back now.
Peggy taking on the Grundy's stray kittens. Who'd have thought it?
Well, she was so miserable about Sammy.
Right. Sorry about that. Was the surgery?
They've
got the test results. Both negative.
What? IBR and BVD?
Yep. So your problem is nutritional.
Oh, good. I mean, that's not such a big surprise, but...
Oh, hey, come on, you two.
Well, we knew the silage wasn't up to
Phil,
much.
That's enough. Not spoiling Daniel's treat by talking business.
All right, sorry.
That's better. Now, as we've all got our drinks, let's have a toast. to Daniel.
I'm Daniel Hebden Lawson.
Yes, of course you are.
You tell him, Daniel.
I'm sorry. To Daniel Hebden Lloyd.
Sid's in an optimistic mood.
It's got mould on. You should have fetched them in weeks ago.
I did. Just a few got left behind. Anyway, soon be spring again. Lambs and daffodils. I'll be fetching all the garden furniture back out.
Well, you missed out something there.
Huh? Oh, winter. Log fires, roasted chestnuts. Office parties in from Borchester.
Yeah, cold, dark, damp.
Yes, okay. But at least we'll still be here when spring comes, eh? We still have a business.
Yeah.
We're doing okay. Bar taking's up, and upstairs is really starting to take off.
Oh, yeah. I gave some more tickets to the band for tomorrow. The yellow ones, you know?
Oh, right. Your new system?
Yeah. And the more they can sell to their mates, the better.
So then we collect the yellow ones on the door. And
yeah, and give the band an extra percentage. Works both ways. We get a bigger crowd and the band get more money.
Okay. If it works, I'm all for it.
No way. It can't be serious.
Yeah, why not?
No, Ed, it's so sad.
No, back already.
Hey, Mum, you heard the latest?
No.
Ed's got another name for the band. Come on, tell them.
Well...
Yeah, hold on. How come you're back so early? Oh, yeah, well, we got a lift with a friend.
Well, yeah, but even so.
Well, we had to be back in time for a band practice.
Yeah, so what happened to your last lesson?
But it's okay, Mum, stop stressing.
Wait till you hear Ed's big inspiration.
Well, it was just an idea, though.
Come on, tell him.
The spoil trashers. The spoil trashing night they had at the show.
I mean, is that a nap or
what's
what?
What's the matter with it?
Oh, Ed, if you need me to tell you that.
Well, I've heard worse. Some of the names these bands come up with nowadays.
No, take a tip from me, Fallon. When you're up on stage, it's not the name that matters, it's the songs.
Yeah, Mum, that's why we're going to practice.
Oh. Is this down at Edward's place?
Yeah. Well, can you give us a lift?
Well...
You can walk, can't you? Mum?
It's okay, I can drop them off on my way.
Great. On your way to where?
Felpisham. To see the solicitor, remember?
Oh, right.
In fact, it's time I was off. 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, I'll go in and change.
Right.
Yeah, I'll meet you around the back.
Okay, Edward.
Ooh, I don't know. Well, that daughter of mine goes on, I'm surprised he puts up with it.
Well, things kids will do for music, eh?
Yeah.
I'll just put this lot in the shed.
Sid, when you say you're a solicitor, is this about the business or...?
No, it's the other business, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi.
Where on earth did all those bulbs come from?
They're Sid's from the Bull.
Oh?
Me own fault. I said to Jolene I was taking the kids to see the Christmas light switched on in Borchester. And she said their tree lights needed fixing.
Yeah?
So somehow I ended up volunteering, testing the bulbs.
Do you need a hand?
No, it's okay.
Well, I've got a few minutes and I'm going to straw down the yard.
All right. You pass me the bulbs, I'll test them.
Right.
Oh, David, what about the present for Daniel?
Yeah, Mum called in the bookshop this morning.
Did they have it?
Yep, Field Guide to British Birds.
Great.
It's like Alistair's, except this can go in his pocket.
Okay, we'll take it up tonight. Jill says he's really pleased about his adoption. I'm glad we found him something he really wants.
Well, I'll take it down if you don't feel up to it.
No, I'm feeling fine.
You sure? After last time, you know.
No, it's so much better. Oh, it's such a relief.
Yeah, all over with, eh? No more chemo.
Yeah. Oh, and I phoned up to double-check about me follow-up treatment.
Oh, right. Did they,
Yeah, they say once the chemo's over, I only need one routine mammogram a year.
So it's just your outpatient?
Yeah. I go back in a month's time, and they'll make sure it's cleared from me chest.
Right.
And that it hasn't spread to anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
Then they monitor me every 2 months for a year. Less the following year if everything goes well.
Oh, that's brilliant, love.
Now, I've got a little surprise for you.
What's that?
How do you fancy a few days away?
What?
I've booked two tickets for the London Eye.
Great!
I thought we'd go down on the Tuesday, take in Smithfield on the Wednesday, and then spend Thursday, you know, seeing the sights, Christmas lights, and all that.
Oh, David.
Wow. You deserve it.
But have you got time to go?
Absolutely, yeah. Dad's insisted. And your mum's coming down early to help look after the kids for the week.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, after the year we've both had, we deserve a treat.
All right, and then we go straight to... Dun, dun, dun!
Ed!
Mike off, Fallon!
No, I already did!
Oh, this handbrake's like totally wrecked!
Don't mind, that's the only one we got.
It's useless!
Just keep it down, all right?
This is a waste of time. What's happened to Jazzer?
How should I know?
Yeah, I'm going to try his mobile.
That's not you said. I sent him a text message, didn't I? I must have turned it off.
That's great. That's drummers for you. Can't even be bothered to turn up.
No, I expect he forgot.
I know, what about migraine?
What?
Well, if you don't like trashers.
Ed, oh, come off it, migraine.
Yeah, all right, it was just a joke.
Oh, ha-ha. If you're going to be puerile about this...
Pure what?
Oh, it's okay. But anyway, I don't need your immature suggestions. I already got it tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Come on, then, let's hear it.
Okay. Dross.
What?
Dross. You know, D-R-O-S-S.
Fallon, and you said my ideas were rubbish.
It's not, it's a great name. It's like... Ironic, ain't it?
No, it's just daft.
Oh, you say?
Yeah, I do.
Well, Tom Archer didn't. He thought it was the best.
Tom Archer?
Yeah. In fact, he suggested it.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
What do you mean?
Well, can't you see? He's not on the level. He's trying to pull one on us.
You think you know him so well, don't you? Maybe I know him better.
Yeah, in your dreams, Fallon.
Oh, grow up, Ed.
You still don't believe me, do you, about him and Lauren?
Why should I care? I'm not interested in gossip.
Yeah, jealous, aren't you?
Oh, why don't you get yourself a life?
It's true. He's taken both of them for a ride.
Ed, just shut up about it. I'm not interested, right?
David?
Oh, hi, love. Thought you were down at the house.
No, I thought I'd come and see how you were doing.
Remember the kids?
Yeah, she's giving them some tea.
Oh, great. I'll get this straw down, then I'll be with you.
David, I heard her talking to Phil, something about Elizabeth's operation.
Oh, yeah.
Really like to ask, but I...
Well, Mum's a bit upset. Elizabeth decided to put off her operation till next year.
Why is that?
Oh, staff problems, something like that. I think it's just an excuse. Yeah, do you think that's deep enough?
Well...
What, still not up to the mark, eh?
It's a bit thin in the corner there.
Mm-hmm. Want to get it done before Mike's finished the milking?
You're definitely going to keep them in tomorrow.
Yeah, the Longfield's starting to poach up a bit. Dad agrees, time they came in.
Yeah. The grazing's done okay, though, hasn't it?
You've been talking to Dad?
No, it's true. Whatever you think about this late grass.
No, no, fair dues. If it works, then I'm all for it.
Okay. I've been thinking about these test results.
Oh?
Well, we know it's basically a nutritional problem, but it might not just be a simple matter of balancing the diet.
Well, maybe, but that's what we're paying Alan for, isn't it? I mean, if there's another problem, he'll find it.
Well, OK, but...
Hey, I had Bert on at me today, dropping his subtle hints, you know?
What about?
Well, what it boils down to is that he wants a few hours off on Friday to go to this tree planting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to break the world record, aren't they? See how many they can plant in 3 days.
Hey, I'd better give you a hand.
Ruth, no.
Oh, quicker than two. The cows will be back in soon.
Ruth, there's no need. I can do it.
I'll do here. You take that side. Well, what are you waiting for?
Well, I can see there's no use arguing.
Just a bit of strawing down, David. I'm perfectly capable.
Right. Yeah, fine.
Well, come on then.
Yeah.
Not good news, I'm afraid. She's not going to budge an inch.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Well, there was always hope, wasn't there? But she's still saying she can't work full time. She wants maintenance, and she won't agree to a clean break. Not for the foreseeable future.
Oh, you keep pushing her.
Oh, we'll see.
How many covers for tonight?
Four on that table and we're done.
Oh, OK.
Hi. I'm starving. Any food?
No, hello, love. We shan't be eating till later.
Well, I need food. I'll die if I don't.
If you're that desperate, get a pizza from the bar.
Great, thanks.
I've just opened up. If anyone's in, can you give us a shout?
OK.
How is the band rehearsal?
Oh, pants. Mm. No drummer. Ed kept messing around.
Well, I expect Oasis had the same trouble when they started.
Well, I don't know. I was only born then, was I?
Tea. Wrong again. Still, at least I tried.
So what are you going to do then? Play for time or what?
With Kathy?
Yeah.
No, we're going to write back and say no deal. We still want a clean break.
You're too right. You don't want to give in to her now.
The way things are going, could all end up in court.
Well, you know who's to blame for that.
Whoever's to blame, it could drag on for months. And I'll still have to pay the solicitor. I just hope we can avoid it somehow.
Alan, hi.
Oh, hello.
Quiet in here tonight?
Yeah. I'm just grabbing a pizza. If you want a drink, I'll go and find somebody.
Okay, no rush.
Right. You meeting Tom tonight?
No, I've come to meet a friend. You know Nikki from Hollerton?
Yeah.
A band's playing upstairs tomorrow night, and we're going to try and flog some
tickets. Oh, those the colour tickets, are they?
Yeah, it's your mum's idea. Every yellow ticket we sell, the band gets a percentage, and then if they
Yeah, I know all that.
Oh, right. Suppose you would.
So where's Tom tonight?
Oh, he's going to see a man about some sausages, you know.
Oh, it won't take him all night, will it?
Dunno. He probably wants to stay in and watch the footy.
Yeah.
It's coming out tomorrow. We're going to the gig upstairs.
Kirsty, look, I know it's not my business, really, but...
But what?
Well, it's only because you're a mate and I don't like to see you being messed around.
What? What do you mean?
Well, there's things that you ought to know about Tom and...
Go on. Tom and who?
It's not that hard to guess, is it? You've seen them together, the way she acts up to him and the way she got herself into the Mikado.
Lauren? Are you talking about...
That's true, Kirsty. I've seen that they were in here together. He was practically snogging her.
What? Look, Fallon,
No, it's true, honest. And I know he was at that party with her on Bonfire Night.
With Lauren? No, he was...
That's where he went off to. He's been playing you both along. And it's not hard to guess where he is tonight.
Tom and Lauren.
Oh, can't you see? Everyone else knows. It's been staring you in the face. He's going out with Lauren.
As Alastair suggested, we've been feeding some extra barley, a kilo a day to the high yielders.
Well, that'll help, of course, as an interim measure.
But you don't think it's enough?
We need to look at the comparative costs. There may be cheaper ways of providing that energy.
Right.
So what do you suggest, Alan?
OK, well, you could think about something like brewer's grains or sugar beet pulp. Add them to the basic ration.
And drop the barley?
Yeah, if it's more cost-effective.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Have to do a few sums, of course.
You'll work out the new ration for us?
Yeah, if you like. I'll look at the figures and get back to you as soon as I can.
Great, thanks.
Well, that shouldn't hurt too much. I suppose we should be grateful that it is just a nutritional problem.
That's at the heart of it, yes.
So?
I know that look, Alan. Now you're going to tell us the bad news.
Well... No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, if you've got another suggestion, we'd better hear it.
OK, but this one may not be quite so painless. I'm a bit concerned about your milking arrangements. You've got your two part-timers.
Neil and Mike, yes.
Both experienced milkers.
And David and I are doing relief at the moment.
So there's four of you, all sharing the responsibility. That's bound to cause a few problems.
Oh, it's all pretty well coordinated.
Yes, no doubt, but it adds to the complications. Communication, for a start. One of you forgets to pass on a simple message.
Oh. Well, yes, it does happen.
Well, you don't need me to tell you about your margins. You need to aim for maximum efficiency all round. There needs to be someone taking overall responsibility.
That's supposed to be me.
Well, at the moment, that's a bit difficult. I mean, we know that with everything you've got on your plate.
Well, I'll just have to try harder, won't I?
You could bring in someone from outside.
Who?
A contract herdsman. A specialist. If you tried one of the big agencies, I'm sure they'd come up with the right person.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you really think it'd be worth our while?
Yes, I do. Help to get things back on an even keel and help to bring up your yield, too, in the long run.
Right. Well, I have to say, it's the one thing I hadn't really considered.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not just the cost. We'd have to lay off Mike and Neil.
As I said, it's only a suggestion. It's for you to decide.
Well, now that you've brought it up, I can see it might make a lot of sense.
Dad, I could try and take on more of the responsibility myself.
That just isn't realistic, David. You haven't got the time.
But, Dad...
And before you say it, no, you mustn't cancel your London trip next week. That's important for Ruth, too. And she won't be fit to take over for a while yet, either.
So who's going to break the news to Mike and Neil, then?
Well, it's unfortunate, of course, but... Well, Mike's got plenty of other work on the estate.
Neil hasn't.
These things are never easy. But to be realistic, he's not a cattleman, is he? You really do need someone who's on top of the job.
Yes. We have to think about our own priorities, David.
Hello, hello. All right for a summer.
You in a rush?
Oh, my way down to the river. Got to do some fencing.
They're crossing over to Brookfield. Shouldn't be long.
Yeah, you're not too late, you copies. I wish I had all day to go gallivanting round the countryside, eh?
Nah, got better things to do.
Yeah, so I've been hearing.
What?
Hey, that big trailer of yours, I tried to ring your dad last night.
Oh, yeah?
He said he'd lend it me to fetch muck down from the stables. Do you know when it's going to be free?
Oh, sorry. You'll have to ask Dad about that.
It's been over a week now. Got a customer waiting.
He'll be in after milking, if you want to give him a call.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Oh, Eddie... You going down the ball tonight?
Oh, my, why?
Right, well, you got a great chance to see the best up-and-coming band in the Midlands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, playing upstairs. I can sell you a ticket now, if you like.
Oh, I see. Mates of yours, are they?
They're great, honest. Real quality. They're going places.
And if I buy one of your tickets, I'll get a cut of the takings?
Well, yeah, but...
No, thanks, dummy. I've got Edward and his mates playing upstairs at home most days. It's doing me head in. If I go out tonight, I want some peace and quiet.
OK, fair enough.
So, who are you taking tonight, then?
Me?
Well, decisions, eh? The brunette with the brains, or the blonde with the...
Yeah, all right, Eddie, get lost.
Hey, you be careful. You know what they say, mate? You can't have your cake and eat it. Steady, steady.
Oh, hello, Graham. He looks as if he's raring to go.
Yes, I've not been out on him hunting before. Oh, steady, old lad, steady.
It's Marcellus, isn't it?
Yes, from the stables.
Was Sir Shula there when you picked him up?
No, but the other girl said he was steady enough.
Yes, I see. He usually takes a stronger bit, I think.
Oh, it's OK. I think he knows who's boss. There, Marcy. Good boy, good boy.
Well, we could be here for a while. They put hounds into the coppice.
Well, not been much excitement so far.
Still a bit cold, I think. Not much scent about.
Oh, good to be out anyway. I don't often get...
Good morning.
Oh, Phil, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Graham.
I was just saying to Caroline, us poor land agents, we don't often get the chance to go out hunting.
Well, it's jolly nice to see you.
You're going
to
follow us today, Phil.
Oh, with my hip? No. I'm on my way down to the ewes. So they were drawing the coppice.
I haven't found anything yet. Been quite a slow morning so far.
Oh, I think they'll have a good chance here. There are plenty of foxes about.
Have you met Oliver yet?
Your new joint master? No. He popped in to introduce himself last week, as a matter of fact. But he spoke to David. He said he seemed a nice chap.
Oh, good. I've only met him once or twice myself. To speak to, I mean.
So, where...
That's him over there on the grey.
Oh, right.
You know he's the new owner of Grange Farm.
Ah, yes. That sold through Rodway's, didn't it?
Yes, I handled the deal myself.
Well, perhaps you can tell me. How much land did you sell with the house?
Ah, well,
there must be quite a lot, I think. He's talking about running a few cattle, just to keep himself amused.
Well, he won't run many on 10 acres. It was 10 acres, wasn't it?
Come on. Yes,
Oh, come on, Graham, you can trust us.
He wanted a bit more land, so we reached an agreement.
Brian mentioned 50 acres.
Oh!
Well, if you already heard it from Brian.
Oh, so it's true.
Well, as Caroline said, he wants to run a few cattle, some sheep too, I think.
Oh, yes, hobby farming.
Well...
Oh, hello.
Oh, good. Some action at last.
All right, boy, you'll get your chance.
Down the bottom. Sounds as if he's heading for the river.
Ooh, nice open country.
Oh, steady, Marcy. Steady.
No, hang on to him, Graham. Sit back.
Okay. Oh, look out, pheasants.
Oh, wait, you stand still. Damn you, Marcellus.
Graham.
No, Marcy, no. Whoa, no, no. One stop.
Graham.
Oh, he's off. He can't hold him.
No, and he's going the wrong way. I'd better go after him.
Will you slow down? Stop. Damn you. Oh, no. Oh, help! Oh. Lost! Hell, damn fish!
Okay, nice one, Graham.
Oh.
Let's see you do it again.
Okay, okay. Can you grab my horse, please?
Yeah, I got him. Oh, there.
Oh, all the stupid accidents.
Thought you had your own hunt, did you?
All right. Horse got spooked by a pheasant. Took off and lost a stirrup.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Graham.
Oh, hello.
You all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine, thanks. Oh, so's Marcy.
Good. No bones broken, eh?
Oh, that was quite a run. Half a mile at least.
Well, it felt a lot further.
You see him? I thought we'd end up in the river.
I don't think I've ever seen Marcellus move so fast. I'm not surprised he had you on.
Oh, out through the side door. Talk about humiliating. Never felt such a fool in my life.
Oh, no. Happens to the best of us.
Oh, in full view of our Oliver. Oh,
don't worry about that. Come on, let's go back and find the rest of the field. There, see? You did jolly well to hang on for so long.
That meant to make me feel better.
Morning. All in one piece?
Oh, yes, thanks, Oliver.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. He got spooked by a pheasant.
Oh, yes, happens to the best of us.
Oliver, you know Graham, don't you?
Yes, indeed.
Come on.
Not seen you out before, have I?
No, I'm not a regular.
Not such a good day, I'm afraid. We've lost him in the scrub down there. Looks like he may have gone to ground.
You had a good hunt down from the hill.
Yes, pity you missed it. You had a pretty good run of your own, Graham.
Yes.
Good to see you out anyway. I know how busy you chaps are.
Weekdays aren't easy. I'm hoping to make a few Saturdays.
Good.
I see the builders have started work on the farm.
Yes. Though it's a bit of a mess, I'm afraid. Beginning to wonder what I've taken on. Surprised the place didn't fall down years ago.
Well, we pointed out that it needed some...
Don't worry. I'm not getting cold feet. It's a lovely old house, and I'm quite fond of it already.
Good.
It's got plenty of character.
That's the word. It's going to be quite a job, though. Don't suppose I'll be in much before Christmas.
Right.
As soon as I am, you must come round for a drink.
Oh, right, thanks.
And you, Caroline.
Oh, well,
Steady, steady.
Don't wait till it's finished. Come and see what I'm doing. Give me your expert opinion.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, come on. I'd like to see what you think anyway.
Right. I'll take you up on that.
So there I was, down by the river. When all of a sudden, the ground starts to tremble like...
Yeah?
Yeah. Then I hears this thunder of hooves. I looks round, and there he is. Hat down over his eyes, stirrups flying.
I still have one stirrup.
Stirrups flying, hanging on for his life.
Charge!
Then the horse slows, and he slides down under the belly, holding on for dear life, he was.
Hilarious, wasn't it?
When it stopped, down he slithers, right into a cow pen. Oh, we got out of video.
Oh, didn't catch the fox there.
I stayed on for half a mile. How far would you have got, Eddie? Not daft enough to try, am I?
Must have put your funds in then, Graham.
Not at all. On the contrary, we had a good afternoon. I might even go out next weekend if I can. Oh, a real glutton for punishment.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, there she comes, the brunette.
Hi, Kirsty.
Evening.
So, can I get you a...
No. No, not now. Can we talk?
Yeah, but what?
Not here. Outside. Won't take a minute.
Yeah. Okay, then.
I smell trouble.
What is this, Kirsty? I thought we'd have a drink and then go upstairs.
Tom, I don't want to make a big thing of this. I just want you to answer me one question.
Yeah?
I want you to tell me. Is there anything between you and Lauren?
Lauren? What makes you think...
Just tell me. Have you been going out with her? Did you go to that party?
Party? Well...
Did you?
Well... I mean... Yeah.
Yeah. Because I should have known.
Look, Kirsty...
You've been going out with her all the time, haven't you? You've been lying to me.
No, it's not like that.
One thing I can't take, it's lies. I'm sorry. Bye, Tom.
Kirsty, wait. Look, it's not what you think. Kirsty.
How did Usha get on her date with Adrian?
Adrian Manderson, yes.
Well.
So, how did it go then? Was it just a business do, or was it...
No, it wasn't just a business do.
Oh, come on. You're dying to tell me, aren't you?
Well, maybe.
Oh, come on, tell me. I want to know all the details.
Okay, well, we had a lovely dinner, some good speeches at the do, and he was really sweet and charming. Oh,
great.
And witty and well-read and intelligent.
So, no BMX and motor racing?
No, thank goodness. And afterwards, we went on somewhere else and...
And?
Oh, here's David.
Oh, Usha!
Gosh, he's been busy, hasn't he, all that firewood? That'll keep you nice and warm.
Hi, Usha.
Hey, look, I've put a new head on the yard broom.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay, it's not much, but at least I've achieved something.
Oh, marvellous. Can you sign a mic?
Yeah, he's there. He's in the yard.
All right. Well, better go and break it to him, I suppose.
No use putting it off.
Nope.
I did offer, remember?
No. I reckon this is down to me.
Good luck.
Thanks.
What's this?
Oh, well, Lee and Mike off, getting in a contractor.
Oh, poor Mike.
Yeah. He'll be okay. He's got a lot of work on.
So why are you getting...
Later! What about last night? Where did you go after? What happened?
Well, we went to his place, actually.
You didn't?
Yes, and we had a coffee.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
He called a taxi and we said goodnight.
Oh. So what now? Have you got another date?
Well, there was this lovely email from him this morning, and he's going to call me again tonight.
Oh, Usha, that's great. I'm so pleased for you. He sounds like a real gent.
Oh, he is, Ruth. He is.
Poor Ashok.
Oh, I know.
Right, I had a feeling it was a silage all along. Been a bad year.
Yeah. Well, we can sort it.
You know, up the energy a bit.
Yeah, put in some brewer's grain.
Could be worse, then.
Yeah. But that's not all he said. He thinks we've got too many people sharing the milk.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's worked okay, but maybe it's not the best way to run things, is it?
So, how are you going to fix that, then?
Well, we're getting in a contractor milker from one of the agencies, someone to take overall responsibility, you know, make sure it all runs smoothly.
Well, I guess that puts me out of the picture.
I'm sorry, Mike. This has got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with your milking abilities.
When did this new bloke start?
Sunday afternoon.
Huh?
I know it doesn't give you much notice.
You want me to carry on till the weekend?
Yeah, you can.
Right.
Mike, I'm really... It's my fault if I kept a better hold on things.
No. Don't give yourself any grief on my account. No one can blame you for taking your eye off the ball.
Thanks, Mike, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's it, Mike. And another. Keep it coming.
Yeah,
Look, Eddie. Whenever I see
hey,
you.
Hey, oh, mind your back or you'll bleed you.
Whenever I see you these days, you seem to be
on me neck in it, you know the saying?
Yeah, where there's muck, there's a grundy.
Oh, sharp, aren't you?
Sorry, couldn't resist it. Have you seen Christine anywhere?
Yeah, I think she's.
Keeping well upwind of this lot, I should think.
She's right in the back doing something to us.
Right.
You don't stink that much. It's been well rotting.
Oh, you're kidding.
Come on, Neil, there's room for another.
You reckon?
Where is it all going?
They're the birds. Help him grow his prize onions. It's a nice stable manure for shifting your onions.
Well, much as I'd like to continue this fascinating discussion.
Are you doing delivery service now, then?
No, I'm just doing Christine a personal favour. Dropping off these vegetables for her.
Mm, I thought that Ellen Archer had you doing some overtime.
No, not today.
I wouldn't fancy working for her myself. Well, okay, she's a real slave driver. And how you put up with it?
Don't suppose she'd be too keen to employ you either.
Yeah, suits me. Oh, Neil, you ain't finished yet.
Hang on.
Oh, I knew I should have brought my welly.
Hey, Kathy, you see Chummy this morning?
Why?
I reckon that. He had a bust up with his girlfriend last night. Not the blonde, the other one.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I've seen it coming. He's been tip-timing her for weeks. You heard anything?
If I had, Eddie, do you think I'd tell you?
Chummy. Oh, Neil!
Yeah, okay, just hold on a minute.
What have you stopped for? There's still room for another bucket load in there.
Look, it's full of
it. Oh, full? What do you mean, full?
Come on, it's already spilling over the side.
Get the loader on the top, pack it down a bit.
It won't pack anymore. How much does Bert want anyway?
Trailer load, that's what he said.
Well, there's enough in there to keep him going for years.
Oh, might as well make it generous.
Charging him by the hundredweight, are you?
Just aiming to give him good value.
You'll never make your fortune that way.
Oh, don't worry, you'll get your cut.
Great. I'll go and tell Susan we can retire then.
Oh, well, he won't be bad for half an hour's work, whatever.
We're not finished yet. I'll have to get the yard tractor back to Tony's. He'll need it.
Yeah, and I'll get this lot down to Bert's place.
Hey, hang on. We'll have to clean up the yard first.
Clean it up?
Look at it. It's a mess. Mrs. Barford will go bananas.
Okay. Hey, look, there's a fork over there. It won't take you long.
Me?
I'm sorry, mate. I'm not in a rush. I'll see you later.
The letter came this morning. Not very good news, I'm afraid.
Okay. Tell me.
Well, they're still saying you could get a teaching job.
That's par for the course.
Do not feel that it would be appropriate for Mr. Perks to continue to pay maintenance for your clients in addition to maintenance for Jamie for any lengthy period. And they suggest a clean break after 6 months.
So they've not budged at all?
No, I'm afraid not. They're sticking to their original position.
Oh, well, that's great. It's hardly surprising, though, I suppose.
You don't think so?
It's not just Sid digging his heels in. It's got Jolene egging him on all the time.
Well, we need to think about our next move. Perhaps you'd better come in and talk about it.
Oh, sure. Is there any point?
The ball's back on our side of the court now, really.
Yeah, but what is there to say? My position hasn't changed. I can't get a proper full-time job because of Jamie. I need maintenance for myself as well as for Jamie until he's older. Well, I think I need 5 years at least.
Well, you know my view. Sid has a reasonable income, but he's not a very high earner. Couldn't we offer them something?
Like what?
Well, try and find a compromise.
So you think I should back down now?
No, but perhaps we could be a little more flexible.
That sounds like giving in to me.
Well,
we've reached the bottom line, Lucia.
Okay, but we do have to think what that means.
Yeah, I know.
You say Sid's stuck his heels in.
Playing the hard man.
Well, whatever. But remember, if neither of you move, then it's bound to end up in court.
I really am very sorry, Neil. As I said to Mike, it's no reflection on your milking.
Yeah, I understand that.
We've got no choice. Our hands are tied. I mean, Dad thinks... Well, I have to agree with him, too.
Yeah, I can see the logic of it. Too many cooks.
Right. And who knows, once things settle down again...
Yeah?
Well, it's all very uncertain. I mean, you know, who knows what'll happen. I mean, once Ruth takes over again.
I see.
So there you are. Wish I could have given you more notice.
Sunday, is it?
Yeah, if you can do Sunday morning, then...
Yeah, okay.
And that is if you're not too busy.
Busy? No, time's one thing I got plenty of at the moment.
Okay. Well, I'll let you get back for your tea.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Dave.
Well, I thought I'd try and catch you now. Hey, what's that trailer doing outside your place?
What? Oh.
It's Tony's, isn't it?
Yeah, that shouldn't be there. It should be back at Bridge Farm.
Hey, man.
Oh, hello, Mike.
I heard the bad news, then.
Yeah, I heard.
Right. I saw you talking to David on the green. Hello. What's this load of muck doing here?
Yeah, you tell me.
Well, it's Eddie's, isn't it?
Yeah, we fetched it down from the stables. I thought he'd taken it round to Bert's.
Oh. Well, I must have stopped off on the way.
But why's he left it here? There's no one at home. And where's his tractor?
Search me. Anyway, what you reckon about Brookfield?
Well, not much to say, is there? I can see why they'd want to get in a contractor.
Yeah, a bit sudden, though, isn't it? 2 days' notice.
Yeah, well, you're all right, aren't you? You got all that work on the estate.
Oh, okay, mate, just trying to show a bit of solidarity.
Yeah. Just come at a bad time for me a few weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Susan's going to be pleased when she gets home. Me with no job and a load of muck on her doorstep.
I wish I could help you out.
So, you don't need any help with the coppicing?
No, I'm up to schedule. Well, you'd be top of the list if I...
No, here he comes.
Oh, that's one of your problems gone anyway.
It's just typical Eddie, though, isn't it? Shifting loads of muck in the dark.
It's too easy in the daylight.
Hey! So where did you get to then?
Yeah, sorry, I had a few problems, like.
Oh, yeah?
I must hear this.
I thought you were taking it straight down to Bert's.
Yeah, I was.
So what's it doing here, then?
Well, it's sort of a long story. Evening, Mike.
Evening.
Well?
Well, it's all to know where it starts.
How about when you drove off from the stables and left me to clear up the yard?
Ah, right. Well, I just got down to below Marnie's, and guess what?
What?
Blooming tractor. Run clean out of diesel. Yeah, fuel gauges on the blink. Left me stranded. So by the time I sorted that out...
Then where did you go for the diesel?
Walked up to Brookfield and borrowed a can. Then I had to walk back and bleed out the fuel.
Yeah, yeah. So then you went on to Bert's?
No. Now, it was dark by then. And when I came past the bull, well, I thought Bert might be in there. So I pulled in the car park.
Car park with that lot? Bet Sid wasn't too pleased.
No, he came out and told me to move it on. So I pulled in over here. And when I got back to the bull, Bert weren't there.
Ah, so you had a quick point?
Yeah, well, my dad was in and he owed me one.
All right, I'm with you. Well, just stitch it up now and get it out of here.
Well, can't do that, I'm afraid.
What? Why not?
You mean you haven't noticed?
Noticed what?
The trailer. It's got a flat.
Flat?
Oh, no. Real pain, isn't it?
Go on, then, change it. Eddie?
Oh, come on, mate. It's pitch dark. I need the spare and a jack from Tom.
Well, go and get it, then.
I've just been down there. He's not in. I can't find anyone.
Eddie, you can't leave this here all night.
I'm sorry, can't move it now. I've got to fetch Clary down to the ball.
Eddie!
I'll shift it first thing in the morning, I promise.
If you go down to the woods today in Ambridge, you'll be sure of a big surprise.
There's been a sudden rush on apples. Betty's gone to find some more.
What, panic buying?
No, Jennifer's cleaned her out. She wants them for the tree planting.
Oh?
She's giving them away. One for each volunteer.
Ah, right.
Yeah, I suppose she thinks it'll make us work all the harder.
Well, I must remember to claim my free apple.
Oh, are you joining us, Tim?
Yes, for a few hours.
Oh, good.
Well, Siobhan's made some feeble excuse, so I thought one of us had better go.
Jennifer will be pleased.
I wish I could take longer. I've got a nip to the surgery now and be back there later this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I'll have to get Daniel from school and take him home. He's always so tired on Fridays.
Still getting over the excitement of the adoption?
Yes.
Alistair said you all enjoyed it.
Well, Alistair certainly did. 2 chocolate milkshakes and a burger.
And Daniel?
Oh, yes, he had the time of his life. He's wishing he could be adopted again.
And what about you?
Oh, honestly, Tim, it's all taken so long. I'm just delighted to... Oh.
What?
Oh, there was a trailer load of manure parked outside the carters.
Oh, yes, I wondered.
And it's Eddie. He's towing it away.
He's constantly hauling the stuff about.
Yes. But this came from the stables. He picked it up yesterday. Must have been parked there all night.
Strange. Where's he taking it?
No idea. Oh, well, at least it's gone from the stables.
Look, do you think Betty's going to be much longer?
Sorry. My fault. I told her not to rush. She's probably nipped out to the loo or something.
Well, I might as well put this up while I'm waiting.
Oh, what's that?
I'm still trying to recruit volunteers for the calendar.
Oh, you mean your...
Our Borsetshire beefcake. All very discreet and tasteful, of course.
Who have you got so far?
Eddie Grundy, Roy Tucker, Bert Fry.
Bert?
Yes, he wasn't so keen at first. Took a bit of persuading. When I assured him there'd be a male photographer.
Oh, so you found someone to do it?
Janet has. A man who does some work for the diocese.
Oh, right.
I've penciled Bert in for Mr. April. Holding a, a shepherd's crook.
Is that all?
No, we'll think of something. And Mike Tucker volunteered too when he heard Roy was doing it. So we've got 5.
Good, you're getting there.
I'm still looking for Misters June to December. Any suggestions?
Hello, hello. Doing your bit to save the world, eh?
Yeah, what about you?
Oh, not today, I'm too busy. Can't see the point of planting trees any road. By the time they grow up, I'll be long gone.
Oh, well, what about your kids? Aren't you grandkids?
Yeah, well, got plenty of helpers here. They don't need me. Ain't you seen Bert anyway?
No.
Oh, Frieda reckoned he'd be down here this morning.
Not yet.
Got a load of muck for him. Been trying to deliver it since yesterday.
So what's been stopping you?
All technical problems, you know.
So that's why our tipper trailer was parked on the green last night.
Well, that's all been sorted. He hasn't told me where to dump it.
I'll try Brookfield.
Yeah, right, yeah. Hey, guess who's just turned up?
What?
Friend of yours. The feisty one with the brains.
Yeah, so?
Or should I say, ex-friend?
Okay.
I've been warning you for weeks, mate. But you wouldn't listen.
Yeah, just leave it.
I hope she's coming over.
Oh, great.
Morning. Come to dig a few holes, then.
That's right. Hello, Tom.
Morning.
So, what are you smirking at, Eddie Grundy?
Oh, nothing. Just pleased to see you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We didn't expect you to turn up somehow, did we, Tom?
Well...
So, who's in charge around here?
Jennifer Aldridge, with the posh jacket on.
Oh, right. Better go and tell Rob.
And who's this Rob, then?
I said leave it.
Oh, yeah. Must be him, look. With the dreadlocks. She didn't waste much time, did she?
Do what?
Well, I mean, don't look too good, does he?
Oh, shut up, Ellie.
You have a bust up, and she shows up here with this other bloke in tow. Reckon there's a moral there somewhere, don't
you? I said, shut it.
Well, I'm sorry for you, mate. But you must have seen this one coming. That's what comes of being greedy.
Eddie?
Still, you've got the blonde to fall back on. Must be some consolation.
Eddie, if you don't shut it now, I'm going to take this fridge.
Okay, no offence.
I mean it. Shut it or I'll...
Mind, Tom. Don't damage the roots.
Yeah, you tell him. Trees delicate things. Shouldn't go waving it in people's faces.
Oh, you are lucky. Now go.
Yeah, all right, I'm going.
Oh, you're not joining us, Eddie?
Don't think I'd be very welcome from him.
Well, as always, tomorrow. Or Sunday. See if we can break last year's record.
Ain't sure I've seen Bert anyway.
Bert? No, why?
I need him to tell me where to dump his muck.
Muck? You mean...
Yeah, the load he picked up yesterday. I mean, I could just dump it itself.
No, Eddie, wait. Are you sure that was for Bert?
Neil!
Oh! Morning. You looking for Mike or?
No, actually, it was you I wanted to see. Oh. Have you got a moment?
Yeah, I'm all done here. Just washed me boots off.
Right.
Is it a message for Susan?
No. I don't know if you've heard about this calendar we're doing.
Calendar?
All in a good cause, made of the Borsetshire Rural Stress Line.
Oh, you mean the? Well, these pin-up pictures.
Yeah, that's it.
Men, innit? You want them all to post, Tarkers?
Yes. Mike's volunteered, and Roy, and Eddie, Bert Fry.
You're kidding.
But we still need a few more, so I...
You want me to do it?
Well, if you'd be willing to give up a few minutes of your time.
Well, it's not the time I'm worried about. You want me to stand around in the hall together, have my picture taken?
It's going to be arranged very carefully. You won't actually see anything.
Well, I don't know.
And there'll be a male photographer, of course. Mm.
So, where would you want to take it?
Well, somewhere up here, perhaps. A few pigs in the background.
What about the foreground?
Yes. Well, we put something in the right place. A bag of feed, or... How about one of your piglets?
Piglets?
You could be holding one.
Well, you know piglets, they won't keep still for long.
No, long enough, I'm sure.
I don't know. Mike's doing it, you say?
Yes, he volunteered.
And Bert Fry?
Yes, and there'll be others, I'm sure.
Well, I'd have to talk it over with Susan.
Yes, of course. Take your time, think it over.
Blimey, neck!
Is that Eddie?
Yeah, and he's still got that load
Morning.
Of... Eddie, what the... What have you brought that up here for?
Okay, hold on, I'll tell you. Morning, Doctor.
Morning. Just trying to persuade Neil to be in the calendar.
Yeah, come on, Neil. Get your kit off. Show the WI what you're made of.
Look, never mind that.
Anyway, what? I must go. I'm on my way to the tree planting. I'll be in touch, Neil.
Yeah, OK. Bye, then.
Right, I'm going to pose on me tractor with a can of oil. That's if we can find one big enough.
Eddie, what the heck's going on? You following me around with that trailer?
No.
So why haven't you taken it down to Bert's?
Bit of a snag there.
Well,
Bert don't want it.
What? What do you mean?
You see, Shula, Bert took a trailer from Brookfield and fetched his home.
Oh, no. No, I don't believe
it. Yeah, you'd think he would have told us, wouldn't you?
Okay, well, you'll have to find someone who does want it.
There's no time for that. Tony wants the trailer back now.
So where...
No problem. I'll store it for now, sell it on later.
Store it where?
It's okay, I'll find a corner.
Eddie, no.
So where else am I going to put it?
You want me to answer that?
Oh, come on. Just a trailer load. I'll find a corner somewhere.
I'm getting sick of it, Eddie. Everywhere I look, there's just muck. Muck, muck.
Never mind. This stuff's going to make our fortune. Just close your eyes and think of the money.
He spent ages getting out all his old books and changing the name from Daniel Hebden to Daniel Hebden Lloyd.
Well, he won't need his rubber anyway.
No. We thought he might be happy to go on being just Hebden, but no, he wants to be called by his proper name.
Well, why not?
Right. And I think Alistair's quite chuffed about it too.
Yeah.
And he's told all his friends at school. Oh, blast.
Trouble?
Yeah. Hit a stone.
If you want to get it out if you can.
Here, anyone want some more saplings?
Oh, no thanks, I've still got some.
I could do with a couple, yeah.
Right. Oh, no good. I'll need the crowbar.
You want me
to... No, it's okay. Jennifer's got it. I need a break anyway.
There you go. Two ash and a wild cherry.
Thanks.
So how are you doing?
Okay.
Found yourself a quiet corner.
Yeah. What's happened to...
Rob. Oh, he's had enough. He's gone.
Oh.
Just catched a lift off him, you know.
Right.
Look, Tom,
Tom, just the man I was looking for.
Yeah, why is that?
Young, virile, handsome, willing to give up his time for a good cause.
Oh, if this is about that calendar...
Yes, and I can see you as the perfect Mr. August.
Calendar?
No, sorry. I'll be too busy.
Come on, it won't take more than half an hour.
What calendar?
He hasn't told you. We're doing a tasteful nudie one, all male.
What? Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'd like to help you out, but...
There's no need to be shy. Roy's doing it, and I thought I'd ask William Grundy.
It's like I said, I'm a bit pushed at the moment, with my pigs.
No, not pigs. I've got those down for Neil. How about perched on a combine harvester?
What?
Or in the barn with a sheaf of corn. I'm sure we can find one that's a suitable size.
Oh, sorry, no way. I'm just not doing it.
Oh, come on.
I'm not into that kind of stuff, all right?
Right. Well, if you change your mind...
Yeah, what are you smirking at?
Go on.
No! Anyway, I think you'd be interested.
Tom, look, about the other night, I...
What about it?
All that stuff about... about Lauren. I was really upset when I found out.
Yeah, I know, but...
No, I mean, not just upset. Really gutted. Just naive, I suppose. Must have been blind. Everyone else must have known.
Kirsty, it's not like that. It's not what you think. You didn't give me a chance to explain.
All right, then.
It's true, yeah. When I couldn't see you, I started going out with Lauren. Just as a mate. I didn't really fancy her.
When we got back together...
Okay, we went out again a few times.
And you lied to me about it.
It was wrong. I shouldn't have, but I couldn't see any other way out. Lauren kept on at me. Then she joined the Mikados. She wouldn't let go. The girl's got a real problem.
So why didn't you dump her then?
Believe me, I tried. Why do you think I've been avoiding her?
So you didn't really fancy her then?
Kirsty, you're the only one. You know that. There's never been anyone else for me.
And you want me to believe that?
It's true. Lauren never meant a thing. I still love you, Kirsty. Kirsty?
I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
Look, it's the truth. Lauren's nothing. I just want you. Come on. Can't we give it another go? Start all over.
Maybe.
Kirsty.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Maybe I'm just a fool. I reckon I still love you too.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.